神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
I'm glad to be with you once again.
我很高兴可以再次的跟您在一起。
We've been having some wonderful talks together.
我们曾经谈了一些很好的一些话题。
And again, we want to talk with you just some things from our heart.
一样的，今天让我们来从心里面来谈。
You know, we would like to have peace in this world.
这个世界通常很喜欢有平安。
No wars.
没有战事。
A time when people just lived a very carefree life, knowing that peace was there.
大家过的日子呢，非常的平静，知道说呢，是平安的日子。
But you know, the world has never lived that way.
可是问题是，好像从来没有这样子过。
There's been very few years, if any, that the world all over had peace.
在这个世界上曾经有过平安的时间跟日子事实上是不多也是很短的。
Do you know why that is?
你知道为什么吗?
Because without inner peace as an individual, it would be impossible to have world peace.
因为如果没有从个人里面的平安是不可能有外面全世界性的平安。
You might feel like just one little individual in this great world, but you are very important.
或许你说我只是全世界里面很渺小的一个人可是呢你啊是很重要的。
You can begin by finding inner peace.
可以从你开始然后里面找到平安。
And surprisingly enough, someone has written, if there is righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in the character.
会很惊讶的让你发现就像别人所这样子发现所说的就是如果你里面找到这种公义正直的心的话那在你的品格方面就会显出它的美丽来。
If there is beauty in the character, there will be harmony in the home.
如果你的品格上面显出了它的美，那么在家里面就会有和谐。
When there is harmony in the home, there will be order in the nation.
家里一和谐的话，那么国家就有了秩序。
And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world.
国家一有秩序，全世界就有了和平。
Now let's think this through.
我们来把它啊再想透彻一点。
The first part said, if there is righteousness in the heart.
首先说到我们的心里面如果有公义正直的心。
So they're saying it begins with each person in the world.
意思是说呢，这种和平是来自每一个人，每一个人的心里面开始的。
Now tell me,Why is people unrighteous?
那我们来想一想为什么人里面会不正直呢?
Why is there a desire to do things that are not good or right?
为什么我们总是会有那种意愿想要去做错事情做不对的事情呢?
Why are we selfish?
为什么人那么的自私呢?
Why, as I said before, people do not even know what righteousness is.
甚至人连这种对错这种公义都不知道了。
How can we ever have a peaceful world?
那这样的话我们就不要谈这个世界的和平了。
Now the first thing about righteousness is that we must know what is right to be righteous.
公义正直要从认识什么是对的开始。
Now actually we were born with somewhat of a conscience that there are some things that we just know are not right.
我们生下来就有良知，这个良知呢，会告诉我们什么是不对的。
Man recognized that killing another man was not right.
人都会知道，如果我杀了另外一个人是不对的。
They recognized taking another man's wife, that was not right.
当有人抢别人的妻子的时候，他也会知道这是不对的。
Taking things that belong to other people, that wasn't right.
偷别人的东西也是不对的。
But you see, we need a clearer standard than that.
那知道，良知知道这一些还不够，还要有一个很重要的标准。
And you will never find a better textbook than the Bible.
这种很清楚的这种标准的话，那你就要从圣经里面，没有再比圣经更清楚的告诉我们的了。
It tells us what righteousness is.
里面告诉我们什么是正直公义。
And how we can become righteous.
我们如何成为一个正直的人。
There is one name, Jesus, that can cleanse our heart and make us a person that is righteous.
有一位耶稣，他可以洁净我们的心，好让我们成为一个正直的人。
Following the principles of his word.
我们就要去接受，跟随，遵从他所给我们的原则。
So if we become a people that is righteous,
那这样就成为一个正直的人。
We'll become beautiful people in our character.
我们的品德方面就显出他的美丽来。
And with this beautiful spirit in our homes, we can bring harmony and love to one another.
这个品格的美就会在家里面制造成一个彼此相爱和谐的气氛。
And when every home, each and every home is in harmony, then our nation, the place we live, the country we're in, will be a different country.
每一个家庭呢都有和谐的气氛的时候呢，整个国家就会带来一个非常有秩序和平的一个情况。
And as each of those countries live this type of righteous, beautiful character among their people, then we will find peace in the world.
国家，如果每一个国家都有这种正直，这种公义的这样的一个气质的话，那和谐就会带来全世界的和平。
So remember this.
记得。
Without inner peace, it's impossible to have a peaceful world.
记得就是我们里面如果没有个人的平安，也不可能有全世界的和平。
Now let's look at something that we don't really like to think about.
我们要再想一个我们不喜欢想的一个主题。
It was Shakespeare that says that life is like a play.
莎士比亚这样说，他说人生呢像演一出戏。
We're on the stage for a while in this play, but soon we walk off of the stage and we're finished.
我们上了台，演完戏之后呢，我们就下了台，就结束了。
So now one man expressed himself in this way.
有人这样说。
He said, when I look at the experience of being confronted with death, I began to ask myself something.
他说呢，当我看着人的这个结局，死亡的时候呢，我就开始问我自己问题。
I think to myself, what will be the memories that I have treasured in that moment that will come to my mind?
我就想说我到了这个终点的时候呢，什么是我里面的这种记忆？
And he said, I really won't have much difficulty in that answer.
那我想一想，这个答案可能不太难找。
He said, I don't care for my personal success.
他说，我不会在意我自己的成功的记录。
I won't be looking back at my personal successes.
我绝对不会去回忆我过去的光荣的历史。
But he said, I think the things that are going to be in my thoughts is that I have made a few happier people.
我会有几个想法上来，就是我曾经让一些人快乐。
He said, in my memory, I will have thought I have done a few kindnesses.
在我的记忆里面呢，我会想起我曾经对人仁慈的这样的过去。
And that I have won some love.
而且呢，我赢得了一些爱。
Now, what will you think about? What would be the memories that would cross your mind as you're recognizing death is facing you?
那如果是你就在最后面对人生的结局的时候，你会想起什么呢？
You said, why would I even think about that?
或许你说我为什么要想，我根本没有想过。
I think it's a good point to begin at.
那好不好，现在就开始想了。
I began to think, what purpose was my life?
那就想一想说到底你人生的目的是什么。
What did I really get out of life?
到底你的人生会产生什么样的一个结果。
And then I would begin to think, what I really would think about that I have done,Is that value worth very much?
我所做过的是不是真的有价值的呢？
So actually, we should think in the area of our values and what life really is and what is the purpose of life.
所以是不是应该开始要想到说到底人生的目的是什么，而且呢，什么是最有价值的？
Let me give you someone's simple answer.To their purpose of their life.
我把一些人的对这个人生的目的的一些答案把它念给你听。
He said the purpose of life is to really matter. That you were here. That you made a difference. That you counted.
我本身的存在，我的生命本身就是很重要的，而且我的存在也是很有价值的。我使得这个世界四周围不一样。
That we made life different.Because we lived.
因为我活着，所以呢，使一切变得不一样。
So therefore, life must have a purpose.
这样的话，每一个生命都有目的。
What do I want my memories to be when I come to the end of life?
那如果我到了面对一个生命的终点的时候，我希望我想起什么呢？
Now I'm sure for each one of us and our circumstances, it may be different.
或许每一个人的情况，每一个人生命的形态不同。
Do you want to be known as a person that always argues?
你要不要被记得你是一个常常争执的人呢？
You want to be known as a person that is always critical?
你要不要被想起你总是那个喜欢批评的人呢？
You want to be known as an unkind person?
要被想起你是纪念你是一个不仁慈的人呢？
Do you want to be known for a person that no one could really trust?
是不是你希望被想起你是一个不能被信任的人呢？
Do you want to be known as a person that's very difficult to love?
是那个没有办法爱你就是不可爱的人呢？
I don't think that's what you really want.
我相信你不会希望别人想起你是这样想的。
So that means maybe that you have to change some things in your life.
那如果你不希望这样的话，你可能要有一些改变。
And actually, giving us purpose...Giving us the desire to change, to be something worthwhile, can be very challenging.
所以对于生命的目的，到底什么是我们留下来最有价值的话，那会带来给我们一些挑战。
Actually, this is what I've been trying to do over these two years that we've had broadcast.
我们这一两年来一直在谈一些主题，也是我这样子。有这个节目的目的。
I've tried to make you recognize yourself and some of the things that are not really worthy of your life.
我一直希望帮助你能够看到有一些是不值得的。
I've tried to give you some tools that you can help yourself with.
也给你一些工具可以给你自己有一些帮助。
And I've tried to introduce you to a wonderful Lord and Savior that can help you all through life.
我也试着介绍给你这一位奇妙的主，他可以帮助你。
So actually then, we must try to find those things in our life that are truly valuable.
所以这样的话，你一定要找到你人生里面真正的价值在哪里。
You know, there actually are seven...Deathly sins that will keep us from being any value.
有七种很深的这种罪的形态会使我们失去人生的价值。
It's one of the things our young people must listen to.
那这是年轻人很重要听的。
For in some of our areas, some of our people have become fairly wealthy.
很多人呢已经越来越有钱。
And they have gained this wealth sometimes not by good means.
问题是他们赚取财富的方法是不对的。
So let me tell you seven of these principles that are not good.
所以我要告诉你七个不对不好的一些事情。
The first one is being wealthy without work.
第一个是不劳而获。
You know, there are several areas that this can be.
很多方面你可能会这样子。
One, as I said, is when our young people have a lot of money and they know it and they use it and work does not appeal to them at all.
最近这个年代的年轻人呢，因为有很多钱，有的物质呢，所以呢，他们啊不用工作，只有享受。那这样的话，他们就从来不懂得怎么样去工作。
And another way is trying to get things without working for it.
那接下来呢，他们想要得到的呢，他们就不想用努力的方法去得到。
This puts a blight over your life. This puts something, a stigma over you.
那这样的话，让你的人生会蒙上一层，好像一层泥一样。
Work can be a joy.
因为工作本身就是一种享受。
One man once said, if you find a work that you like,You never have to work again the rest of your life because to you it's pleasure.
如果你找到一个你自己很喜欢享受的工作的话，那以后对你就不再是工作了，而是一种啊，好像娱乐一样。
So one of the values that we want in life is to be able to work and be honest. And as we gain our wealth, there is a peace in our heart.
如果你懂得努力工作，然后得到你要的，那你里面就是一个平安。
Now, another one he talked about was pleasure without a conscience.
再来就是，不管良心怎么反应，我都不在乎，只要有享受，有享乐就好了。
You might say, well, what do you mean by that?
这什么意思呢？
Now, the world enjoys pleasure.
世界是很喜欢享乐的。
Particularly in the more affluent areas of the world.
特别是富裕的国家。
Now, sometimes this pleasure is pleasure that is done by hurting another.
有时候呢，人所要的这种享乐呢，却是以伤害别人或侵犯别人来享乐。
There are those who enjoy a night of just drinking until they don't even know anything more.
比如说呢，酗酒从早喝到很晚，什么都不管。
They've used a lot of their money.
用了很多钱。
They go home very angry.
回家却是很生气。
Maybe they beat their wife or hit their children.
有时候打妻子或者是打孩子。
Now wouldn't you call that man having pleasure without any conscience of caring about others?
那这样的情况，你说这个人他真的是能够一方面享乐，一方面啊良心过得去吗？
Those who are unfaithful to their wives or husbands.
那些对自己的先生或妻子不忠贞的人。
They're out for a little pleasure.
他们去外面享乐。
But that pleasure can break up their home.
可是这种享乐带来家里的破碎。
Hurt their children for life.
伤害孩子的人生。
Is that what you call pleasure? Or is it just pleasure for yourself?
那这是真的享受吗？还是一种自己私欲上面的欢乐？
There are so many things that we could talk about in this area.
这方面可以谈到很多。
Pleasures that really hurt people and the person that's doing them doesn't even care.
那自己呢，非常的享受这种欢乐，可是呢，却不管怎么样伤害到别人。
This is a terrible thing for your character.
那这样的话，对你自己的品格实在是很糟糕的。
All you want to do is satisfy yourself, have your own pleasure, but it doesn't matter what it costs others.
因为这样的人只在意怎么样满足你自己的私欲，不管别人啊付出多少代价都没有关系。
Then another one is business.Without morality.
接下去就是谈到做生意，但是呢，却没有道德。
This is the curse of this age.
这个实在是这个时代的诅咒。
In business, cheating.
生意方面呢，欺骗。
Lying.
说谎。
And misrepresentation of what we are selling.
对我们所卖的推销的东西，有那种夸张的做法。
Have becomeaccepted things today.
那这一些做法呢，在这个时代好像都是可接受的。
With people saying everyone does it.
每个人都想说大家都这样做嘛。
With people expecting people to cheat them.
因为呢，大家也都知道说他们会被欺骗。
Where there really is a challenge today to see who gets the biggest deal, who's the one that gets the most out of it.
大家就想说看谁能够啊手段比较高明，可以得到最多，可以啊挣得最多。
This to me is a sad plight for our age.
这个时代的这样的一个现象对我来说是一个实在是让我们很遗憾的一个现象。
Because I feel like trust is beautiful.
因为能够被信任是很美的。
When you can feel the comfort of knowing that you can trust this person.
当你找到一个人，你认为你可以信任他的时候，那是非常好的。
You can entrust this equipment that you bought.
你对于你所买的产品，你觉得你可以信任他，也是很好的。
So you see, this is one of the things that is hurting us so much today in the world we live in.
那这种现象已经带给我们这个世界的这种生活很大的伤害。
And then we have science without humanity.
接下来我们还有一个现象就是呢，我们有很高科技的这样的一个技术，可是呢，却没有谦卑的心。
Science is doing some things today, not really putting man and their condition and concerns ahead of what they're trying to do.
科学呢，并不是呢把一个人摆在最高的地方，然后只有关心他们要得到的结果。
They're making germ warfare. They're having it in the labs. When it comes out of the lab and into the community, we have a lot of trouble.
如果只有这样为了、这种创意或者是科技的成功的话，即使呢铸造了一些有害的这些病毒，让他们出来危害社会、危害人群都没有关系的。
When we kill children, little babies in the mother's womb, so that we can use them for our scientific experiments.
有时候我们可以把母亲肚子里面的孩子让他死掉，然后来作为实验。
When we're making weapons of mass destruction, not caring about what's going to happen to the people of the world.
高科技造出一些这种所谓的化学武器或者是伤人的武器，然后不管会造成什么结果。
God bless the scientist that is trying to find ways to cure cancer, ways to help those with heart problems, ways to help those with diabetes. They're caring about thoseThat they want to help, but there are many scientists today that's not doing that.
当然，神赐福给人有这种高科技的这种技能，比如说呢，研究出这些医药，然后可以来医治绝症或医治一些慢性病。当然，这个都是非常好的，但是却有一个高科技的一个倾向呢，就是好像在做毁灭的工作。
So you can see there are some things that are so much a part of our society today.That keeps us from being able to be righteous people, keeps us from having good memories of our life when we come down to the end. And that's why you and I have to go against some of these things right in our society, be different so that we can be better.
我们看到这个时候，这个时代实在有很多情况让我们的心没有办法有正直有公义，我们也没有办法让我们在面对人生的结局的时候呢有一个很美的回忆，所以这样子的话，我们是不是应该要勇敢的站出来，然后为一些真正有价值的事情在这个社会当中有一些努力，有一些抗争，好让我们可以改变这个社会，让它更好。
What we need today are examples.
在这个时代我们需要的就是模范。
We need to find examples that can help us. And then in turn, live a life that has example in it so that actually others can follow you.
我们找到一个让我们可以学的榜样，然后我们本身也可以成为别人的榜样，好让别人可以跟着我们。
Sometimes you feel like, no, I can't.
或许你说我没有办法。
I feel like I'm weak. I feel like I just can't stand.
我很软弱的，我没有办法坚强的。
But remember this, the possibilities you see in others are possible for you as well.
但是你要记得，如果别人有可能的话，对你绝对也有可能。
You don't have to feel that, no, I'm different. I can't bring myself up. Things of life has just pushed me down. But remember this, the beauty you see around you is the beauty that can be in you.
或许你说我可不一样，我太脆弱了，我没有办法抵挡这整个大潮流。但是你要记得，如果你有看到四周围更美的，那你也可以像这样子一样的美丽。
You see, whatever you care about becomes your responsibility.
因为当你关心的时候呢，你就会有这种责任感。
So therefore, when you know that it's your responsibility, you pick up your responsibility and go, then you are showing others the way to do this.
你有了责任感，你就想要把它做成，把它尽责任。那这样的话就给别人一个展示，带着别人也去做。
You know, if you can look around you and see the best in others, you will be your best then.
好不好？四周围环顾一下，看有哪一个是那你认为最好的，那你也可以成为那最好的。
Actually, you will be surprised to recognize, but what you give to others, you're really giving to yourself.
事实上，你会很惊讶的发现，你所给别人的，事实上你自己也会回收。
Because when we reach out to others, there may be a day that they too will reach to us.
有一天你给了别人，同样的，也有一天你会从别人那边得到。
Some of you might say, no one cares for me.
或许你说别人才不关心我呢。
No one really loves me.
也没有人爱我。
You know what you need to do?
你要该怎么做，你知道吗？
You need to learn how to love.
那你就先学怎么去爱。
And then you will be loved.
那你就会被爱了。
You know, a lot of people don't understand this, but as we give ourselves, as we show love, then it becomes warm and real to us.
有人很多人不懂这个道理，就是你越啊去表示你的爱，你越去学习爱的话，那就越成为你自己的了。
As you deal with people,
当你面对人的时候，
seek to understand them.
尽量的去明白了解对方，
and you will be understood.
这样的话呢，你也会被别人来理解。
Because they'll take the time to understand you.
因为别人也会用时间来了解你。
Listen, and your voice will be heard.
当你听的时候呢，你注意听别人的时候呢，同样的，别人也会听到你的声音。
In other words, as people see that you listen intently to them, then they want to hear what you have to say.
我的意思是说呢，当你用心的听对方讲话的时候，对方也同样的愿意听你所讲的话。
In teaching others, you learn yourself.
当你在教别人怎么做的时候，事实上你是自我的学习。
Show your best face in a mirror, and you'll be happy with the face looking back at you.
把一个最美最可爱的脸照在你的镜子里面的时候呢，你会发现那个看着你的脸是最美的脸。
The little happinesses in life actually are small things.
很多时候带给你生活里面的快乐的是一些小事情。
Maybe it's a little kiss when you kiss a sweet little child.
比如说呢，你对一个小孩子的一个很小小的亲他。
Maybe it's the warmth of a smile.
或是一个很温馨的笑容。
Actually, I've been walking along and I'll see someone, I'll give them a smile, they smile back, and there's a feeling of happiness that comes.
比如说呢，我路过的时候跟对方给他一个笑容，他也对我回笑，那这样的我心里面是觉得很快乐的。
Maybe a kind look brings happiness to a heart.
有时候看别人呢，是一个仁慈的眼光，也会带给你自己快乐。
So you see, actually, we don't have to do great things or big things to change this world of ours.
你不需要做很伟大的事或做大事才能改变这个社会。
We must just allow ourselves to be able to care and to love and to have something worthwhile that when we leave this world, the memories are sweet.
而让你自己，也就是容许你自己真的是有去关心而且去爱，好让你在最后的回忆里面能够留下这些美的回忆。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省
高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。